请听众朋友们翻到旧约出埃及记二十章。
Brothers and sisters, turn your Bible to Exodus in Old Testament, chapter 20, please.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
我想我们从第一节读到二十一节。
We will read from 1 to verse 1 to 21.
神吩咐这一切话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭血的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
爱我所有诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments.
不可妄称耶和华你的神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必以他为必不以他为无罪。
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless who takes his name in vain.
当纪念安息日，所谓圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
六日要劳碌做你的一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates.
因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福安息日，定为圣日。
For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证陷害人，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛女，并他一切所有的。
You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's.
众百姓见雷锋、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就都发张远远的站立。
Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking and when.The people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off.
对摩西说，求你和我们说话，我们必听，不要听神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。
Then they said to Moses, You speak with us, we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.
摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
And Moses said to the people, Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin.
于是百姓远远地站立，摩西就挨近神所在的幽暗之中。
So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was.
我们再翻到31章。
Chapter 31, please.
13节。
Chapter 31, verse
13. 12节十三节。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要吩咐以色列人说，你们务要守我的安息日，因为这是你我之间世世代代的证据，使你们知道我耶和华是叫你们成为圣的。
Chapter 31, verses 12 and 13. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
这里神吩咐以色列百姓说要守我的安息日，这是世世代代的一个证据。
Here God commanded the children of Israel to keep the Sabbath, and that serves as the sign throughout their generations.
在这里提到守安息日，他底下就说，使你们知道耶和华是叫你们成为圣的。这里成圣和守安息是有了关系。
And here the Lord says that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So we know keeping Sabbath is related to sanctification.
所以在这里让我们看见呢，人之所以成圣乃是根据是不是守耶和华的安息日。
So it shows us that if a person can be sanctified, it all depends on if the person will keep the Sabbath.
生命记第五章。
And Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章十五节
，verse 15。
你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆，耶和华你神用大能的手和你和伸出来膀臂，将你从那里领出来。因此，耶和华你的神吩咐你所安息日。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 15。And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day.
这里讲到守安息日呢，是和神把他们从埃及拯救出来有关系。
And here, keeping the Sabbath day is also related to the fact that God brought them out of Egypt.
我们再翻到新约罗马书。
Now Romans in New Testament, chapter
7. 罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good.
好，这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and good and just.
好，圣经就读到这里，请我们低头再有点祷告。
Now, this is our scripture reading. Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们能够常常聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that we could often be assembled together before you.
那我们在这里，我们愿意安静等候在你的施恩座前。
Here we want to quiet our hearts and we simply want to wait before your throne of grace.
好，叫你真是在圣灵里面，再次临到我们的心中，充满在我们里面。
So that in your spirit, once again, you will fill us up.
那我们在这里真是把心再次归给你。
And here once again, we give you our hearts.
把我们全人全心献在你的面前。
We will offer our whole being, our whole hearts before you.
你悦纳我们在你面前的心愿祈求。
Accept our desires and our prayers.
好，叫你的工作也能成就在你的教会当中。
So that your work will be accomplished in the midst of your church.
你怎么也把这一点的时间交托在主的手中。
We just commit this period of time into your hand.
你恩待还待到你面前所有属乎你的人。
Be gracious to everyone who belongs to you and come before you.
那我们在这里真是能够心思意念能够转向你，好叫你自己也转向我们。
So that all our hearts and minds will be turned to you, and then you will turn to us.
让你的话能够落在我们心中，成为好的种子，在这里有好的土地来接受。
So that your word will fall into our hearts, which is good, and which is able to receive it.
我们把一些感谢赞美归给你。
We just give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我想早晨呢。还是愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看出埃及记以色列百姓行走旷野的路程。
Now this morning I would like to consider the journey of the Israelites out of Egypt in the wilderness together with you all.
我们上次说，当以色列百姓他们出了埃及满了第三个月的时候，他们来到西乃的旷野，在西乃的山底下。
We mentioned that after Israelites left Egypt in the third month, they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
而西乃旷野这一站是 在他们行走往迦南这个路程当中非常重要的一站。
And the Sinai wilderness is one of the very crucial stops as they journey into Canaan.
因为神在西乃山上把律法赐给他们。
Because on Mount Sinai, the Lord gave them the commandments.
神在那里和他们立约。
And God made a covenant with them.
这就所谓西乃山之约。
And this is so called the covenant of Mount Sinai.
所以从西乃山以后呢，以色列百姓和神进到一个新的关系的里面。
So after Mount Sinai, the Lord and his people now enter into a new relationship.
神在西乃山也把那个会幕的样式启示给他们。
And also on Mount Sinai, God showed them.The pattern of the tabernacle.
就是神要住在人的中间，这个神呢永远心意在那里向他们显明出来。
That is God wants to dwell among His people. This is God's eternal heart being revealed to them.
然后以色列百姓他们就在山底下建造会幕。
Therefore, at the foot of the mountain, and the Israelites were building the tabernacle.
当他们把会幕盖好以后呢，从民数记那里就开始记载他们在那里编组。
After they build the tabernacle, starting from the book of Numbers, we see that all the Israelites were being mustered into different armies.
他们在那里把以色列百姓十二个支派编成耶和华军队，他们要继续往迦南地而去。
They organized the 12 tribes into the army of the Lord as they journey into the land of Canaan.
所以在民数记里面告诉我们说，等到出埃及第二年二月二十日的时候，他们从西乃山来开始继续往前走。
So Numbers says the second year after they left Egypt, the 20th day of the second month, they started moving out.
但是在民数记那里却告诉我们说，当他们从西乃山开始往前走的时候，圣经告诉我们说他们是初次起行前往。
And also in number it says that as they move forward, the Bible says this is their first step out into the land.
那就是说从西乃山开始他们才真正开始起行前往迦南地。
It tells us that it is starting from Mount Sinai, then they really took their journey in.
为什么到民数记的时候，圣经的称法是这样子呢？说法是这样子呢
？Why is in Numbers is stated in such a way?
因为从西乃山开始以后，我们看见在以色列百姓当中，他们有神的约柜。
Because starting at Mount Sinai, we see God's people now had.The Ark of Covenant with them.
耶柜被称为见证的柜。
It's also called the Ark of Testimony.
所以从民数记里面，圣经称到这个帐幕，就是会幕的时候，称它是见证的帐幕。
Therefore, in Numbers, whenever it speaks of the tabernacle meeting, it's called the tabernacle of the testimony.
被称为耶柜的帐幕呢，是从民数记才开始，被称为这样的称呼。
It's so called only starting from Numbers.
耶柜的帐幕就是见证的帐幕。
So the tabernacle of the ark is the tabernacle of testimony.
就是说神的见证现在开始在以色列百姓的当中。
It's saying now starting from here, God's testimony is among his people.
神不仅借会幕住在他们的中间。
Not only does God dwell in the tabernacle among Israelites,
神的见证显得耶柜托付在他们身上。
But also God's testimony, God's ark is now committed to them.
所以圣经才称说，从西乃山开始，他们才初次前往。
That's why the Bible says, starting from Mount Sinai, they now set out, starting their journey.
那就是说他们才开始走这一条旷野的道路。
They now began their way of wilderness.
所以在生命记一开头，当摩西在四十年以后回顾以色列百姓旷野路程的时候，
So in the very beginning of Deuteronomy, as Moses looked back upon all the history of Israelite journey,
摩西不是从他们出埃及开始来说起。
Moses is never stated from the very time they left Egypt.
摩西乃是从西乃山开始说起。
He reflected on the previous history starting from Mount Sinai.
因为真正旷野的生活，说真正走这条旷野路程的，乃是从西乃山开始。
Because this way of the wilderness, this living in the wilderness, started from Mount Sinai.
因为从这里开始以后，神的见证才托付在他们身上。
It is starting from here that God had given His testimony to Israelites.
所以从这里我们很清楚看见一件事情。
So very clearly we see one thing here.
当一个人蒙恩得救以后，离开埃及，离开这个世界，华老权势底下。
That is after one is saved by grace, after he has left Egypt, the world under the hand of the Pharaoh.
在神来看，他们还不是真正开始走一条属灵的道路。
In God's sight, this person hasn't started his spiritual journey yet.
他们必须先来到一个地方，来到西乃山这个地方。
This person has to come to Mount Sinai first.
他们必须来到一个经历里面，他们在这里看见神拯救的目的，神的心意是什么。
He has come to the experience in which he knows what is God's salvation plan for him.
不仅神把他们从埃及拯救出来，神要住在他们当中，与他们同住。
Not only did God save them out of Egypt, God also wanted to live among them.
神更是把他自己的见证而托付在以色列百姓的身上。
Even more, God wanted to commit His testimony to His people.
所以他们在旷野行走的时候，他们乃是抬着神的约柜、神的见证在旷野行走，在旷野生活。
In the wilderness, they were carrying the Ark of Covenant, that is, bearing God's testimony.
所以当他们在西乃山以后，我们看见他们整个路程不一样了。
So after Mount Sinai, we could see that their whole journey is different.
神才算他们开始走这条属灵旷野的路程。
It is starting from here, God counted them now really walking.
因为他们在那里负了一个极大的一个责任。
Because there, they bore a very big responsibility.
神把他自己的见证托付给他们。
That is, God gave His own testimony to them.
他们在世界这个旷野，他们要见证神自己。
Therefore, in the world, in the wilderness, they had to testify God Himself.
他们要引人归向神。
They had to lead people to God.
这就是以色列神把以色列百姓带到西乃山的一个目的和意义。
And this is why God brought people to Mount Sinai.
神的见证就是神的自己。
And we know that God's testimony is God Himself.
神在万民当中拣选了他们。
God chose Israelites among all nations.
神要借着他们把神自己表明出来。
And also through the Israelites, God wanted to show Himself to many people.
所以罗马书第二章那里也告诉我们。
Therefore, in Romans 2, we read.
保罗在圣灵启示里面告诉我们说，神把律法赐给他们。
Now Paul, under the revelation of the Holy Spirit, said so, that God gave Israelites the law.
他们成为瞎眼人的引路。
They became the guide to the blind.
他们成世界人的光。
They became the light of the world.
神把他的圣言托付给他们。
And God had given His oracle to them.
就是神把他的心意交托在以色列百姓身上。
And God had given His desire into the hands of Israelites.
乃是有一个目的，乃是要借着以色列百姓来见证神自己。
And God had this purpose that they would testify of God Himself.
把神自己把它彰显出来。
Israelites would reveal God Himself.
引人来认识神自己。
And leading other people to know God Himself.
但是我们知道以色列百姓他们没有领会神这个心意。
But we know that Israelites never grasped God's desire.
他们以为神赐律法给他们，反而成为他们和那些犹太人之外的人的一个间隔，一个分别。
They thought this law is used simply to divide themselves from all the Gentiles.
因为神把他圣言托给他们，是要叫他们见证神自己是怎样一位神。
But the reason that God gave them His holy oracles is for them to testify of God, what kind of God He is.
而是把神的见证把它表明出来。
They were supposed to make manifest God's testimony.
那他们怎样才能够把神的见证表明出来呢?
Then how could they reveal God's testimony?
先知以赛亚曾经对他们说，你们就是我的见证。
The prophet Isaiah said that you are my witnesses.
神的见证就是神的自己。
So God's testimony is God Himself.
所以他们怎样才能够见证神自己呢?
Then how could they reveal God, testify of God Himself?
他们必须先认识这位神到底他是怎样一位神。
They had to first know what kind of God He is.
他的本性是什么?
What's His divine nature?
他们对神必须自己有先一个完全的认识。
They themselves first have to have this full understanding.
他们才有可能成为神的见证，来在那里见证神。
Only so it's possible for them to become God's witnesses to testify of God.
这个就是为来到出埃及记二十三那里，神把律法赐给他们的原因。
And this is the reason why we read in Exodus 20 that God has given them His law.
什么是律法呢?
Then what is the law?
律法就是神本性的一个说明。
It's simply the manifestation of God's divine nature.
神借律法来告诉以色列百姓。 他们所信靠的这位神是怎样一位神?
Now through the law, God wants to tell Israelites the very God they trust in is what kind of God?
他的本性是怎样?
What is His divine nature?
所以保罗在罗马书第七章他就告诉我们,
That's why in Romans 7 we just read,
原来律法是圣洁的,
The law is holy,
诫命也是圣洁,是公义,是良善的,
The commandment is holy, good and just.
圣洁、公义、良善，这都是讲到神本性的一个特性。
Now, holy, good, and just, they all speak to God's divine nature.
所以当神在西乃山把律法赐给他们说，在那里把神的本性彰显出来。
So at Mount Sinai, as God gave His law to Israelites there, He revealed His divine nature.
当神把他自己本性彰显出来的时候，那是一个非常可怕的一个景象。
And when He revealed His divine nature, it actually was an awesome.
那是令人非常恐惧、震惊的、畏惧的。
It's terrifying. It's simply threatening.
没有人敢靠近神。
Nobody would dare to come near to Him.
没有人敢来到西乃山那里。
Nobody would dare to come to Mount Sinai.
一个人怎么可能站立在这个圣洁、公义、良善的神面前呢?
How could men possibly stand before this God who is holy, just,
and good? 他们只能远远的站立，免得死亡。
They could only stand far off, so they would not die.
因为神在那里把他自己把他表明出来了。
Because right there, God revealed Himself.
他是一个圣洁、公义、良善的。
That He is holy, He is just, He is good.
就着一个罪人来说，怎么可能站立在那里？
To sinners, how could they stand before Him?
面对世界的神的时候，只有恐惧，只有惧怕。Facing
a God like this, you could only fear and tremble.
只有远远的站立。You
could only stand at a
distance. 所以他们才对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们不愿听神向我们说话。”
Therefore, they pleaded with Moses, saying, "Speak to us, so we don't want to speak to God."
恐怕我们死亡。Lest
we die.
今天人常我们告诉人说，有神有神，但是许多人告诉我们说，若是有神，显给我看。Today
we often tell people there is God, there is God, and then people will say, well, if there is God, show Him to me.
神若是显给我，在我面前显给我看，我就信了。If
He show Himself to me, I will believe.
因为他们不认识神是怎样一位神。This
is because they do not know what kind of God is.
他们也不认识神，认识自己是怎样一者的。Neither
do they understand who they are.
一个罪人怎么可能站立在这个圣洁、公义、良善神面前呢？
How can a sinner stand before a holy, just, and good God?
所以我们看见当神行在西乃山的时候，在那里有连。 那有风，那有闪电，那有脚声，那是一个非常令恐惧的一个情景。
So when God revealed Himself at Mount Sinai, you see the lightning, the thunderings, the sound of the trumpet. It's simply horrifying, terrible condition.
人不可能来到神面前。
It's simply impossible for men to come before God.
感谢神在新约里面。
But we thank God that in New Testament,
我们这些蒙恩的儿女，我们却可以来到神面前。
All of us who are saved by His grace, we can come before Him.
不是凭着我们。
Not by ourselves.
而是靠着主耶稣基督。
But it is by our Lord Jesus Christ.
而是因为耶稣基督。 来到地上的时候，他在肉身里面满足所有律法的要求。
The Lord Jesus Christ, when He came to the world in His flesh, He has met all the requirements of the law.
And
through his earthly living, he showed himself to be a perfect
man. So, 比拉多最后宣告说,我查不出这个人有什么罪来。
So in the very end, when Pilate was trying to judge him, he said, I couldn't find anything wrong with him.
所以曾对犹太说,你们可以指出我什么罪来。
And the Lord Jesus Christ himself said to all the Jews,
point out any of my wrong.
Nobody could point any wrong.
因为他是完全圣洁、公义、良善的。
Because he is completely holy, good, and
just. 他成全神所有律法的要求。
He has met all of God's holy requirements.
并且在十字架担当我们的罪。
And also on the cross, he bore our sins.
满足神公义要求。
And meeting God's righteous demand.
成就律法里面所表明那些的意义。
And he brought it to pass all the meanings of the law.
成功了神的救赎。
He accomplished God's salvation.
也是叫我们今天这些信靠他的人，他在圣灵里面叫我们能满足神。
So that all of us who trust in Him, in His Holy Spirit, we are able to meet all of His righteous demands.
满足律法的要求。
Meeting all the law's demands.
所以罗马书第八章也告诉我们。
So in Romans 8, we also read.
律法的意义乃是成就在我们这些不随从肉体，乃是随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the requirement of the law is now being brought to accomplishing among us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit.
我们今天之所以能够来到这个圣洁、公义、良善的神面前。
The reason today we can come to this holy, good, and just God.
不是凭着我们。
Not by ourselves.
完全是主耶稣基督所做成完全的工作。
It's totally by the complete redemptive work of the Lord.
我们靠着他。
And by Him.
他今天在圣灵里面也把那个律法意义成就在我们这些人身上。
By Him, in the Holy Spirit today, He also accomplished all the very meanings of the law.
所以我们今天可以来到他面前不再恐惧战惊。
Therefore, today we come before Him, we're not trembling and we're not afraid.
这个就是律法的意义。
And this is the meaning of the law.
所以今天当我们来读这些 律法的时候,
Today, as we come to read all this law,
我们怎么能够答应这些律法的要求呢?
How can we meet all this law's demands?
以色列百姓他们在这个律法要求底下, 他们完全失败了。
Under the demand of this law, all Israelites failed.
今天我们若是凭着自己在这个律法要求底下, 也是完全是失败。
Now today, if we try to meet all the law's demand by ourselves, for sure we will fail.
但是我们今天是在圣灵里面, 来答应这些的要求。
However, today we are meeting the demand of the law in the Holy Spirit.
并且这些律法的意义呢, 要成就在这, 我们这些随从圣灵里面的人。
And also, all the demand of the righteous requirements of the law will be accomplished in us who follow the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣说, 律法, 一点一法都不能会取的。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, not even a stroke, a dot of the law will be cast away.
不仅主耶稣要成全，他也要把这些成全在我们身上。
Not only would the Lord Jesus accomplish all this, but also He would bring it to pass in us.
那律法内容包括哪些呢?
What are the contents of the law? What do they include?
律法是包括有三方面。
The law includes three aspects.
就是诫命、律例和典章。
That is commandments, that is statutes, that is precepts.
诫命就是20章这里所告诉我们的十诫。
Now the commandment is spelled out in chapter 20 here.
它也是律法的一个总纲。
And also, this is the very outline of the whole law.
以后后面那个律例典章呢，都是从这个十诫里面延伸出来的。
All the statutes and precepts derived from this Ten Commandments.
而律例呢，乃是讲到礼仪的这一部分。
Statutes speak of the religious rituals.
主要记载在立位记的里面。
It's mostly recorded in Leviticus.
乃是讲到神百姓那个属灵的生活。
They speak of God's people, their spiritual living.
讲到他们献祭，讲到祭司的侍奉，许多的条例。
How they should offer sacrifices, what is their priesthood, and there are many statutes about it.
讲到他们和神 应该有怎样的正常关系?
They speak of the normal relationship between them and God.
而第三部分的典章,
and the precepts.
典章 就是记载在二十一章到二十三章的里面。
It's, they are recorded from 21 to 23.
这是讲到神百姓的生活社会生活的规范。
They speak of the norms of their social civil living.
就讲到那个伦理道德的生活。
They speak of the ethical living.
而这一部分也是从十诫里面第五条到第十条里面延伸出来的。
And these precepts derive from the from number 5 to 10 of the Ten Commandments.
而十诫这个律法总纲的头四条呢，是讲到神和人的关系。
Now the outline of the whole law, the Ten Commandments, the first four speak of man and God's relationship.
就是人对神该有个敬虔的态度。
That is, man should have this godly attitude toward God.
而第五条到第十条是讲到人和人关系。
Number 5 to 10 speak of man and God, the relationship of man to his God.
也就是讲到伦理道德生活这一方面。
They speak of our ethical living among people toward him.
那我想早晨我愿意来交通前面四条，乃是讲到神和人关系的这一面。
So I'd like to share with you this morning on the very first four commandments.
二十三开头，当神要吩咐这一切话的时候，他先说：“我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。”
And this speak of our relationship to God. When he first started, God said, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage."
神要把律法赐下来的时候，他先讲到他为什么来。把这个律法颁布给他们呢
Before God started saying that he was about to give you the law, he wanted to let us know why he did so.
根据耶和华是他们的神，曾经把他们从埃及为奴之家拯救出来的神。
It's all based upon the fact that the Lord had brought them out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
他们是神拯救的百姓。
So Israelites were people saved by God.
他们是经历过神恩典的一般人
These were the people who had experienced God's
他们和神有特别的关系
And they formed this special relationship with him
神把他们从万民当中拣选出来特做自己的子民
God chose them out of all nations and as his special people
神专爱他们
God loved them solely
因着这个缘故神才把律法赐给他们
And for this purpose God gave them his law
并且赐律法也是继续要赐赐福给他们的一个原因
And this is to usher in more of God's blessings
所以到生命记一再告诉他们说你们若是守诫命遵守我律例典章的话我也要叫你们得福
So in Deuteronomy God said it time again that you keep my commandments my statutes my judgments then I will bless you more
所以头四条讲到神和人的关系
So here from number 1 to 4, they speak of the relationship between
当人和神有一个好的关系以后，过一个敬虔的生活。
When we form a good relationship with God, with this godly attitude,
然后才说到人和人之间的关系。
And then after that, God speaks of the relationship between man.
当人和神建立了一个正常的属灵关系。
Now when man and God, when man form this normal good relationship with his God
自然而然他和人之间的关系就能够正常
so very readily his relationship with others will become normal
所以罗马书第一章那里也告诉我们说
therefore in Romans 1 we read
他说神的愤怒乃是显在那些不虔不义的人身上
God's wrath is revealed upon those who are ungodly and unrighteous
人的罪所先乃是因为对神的一个不虔敬
Our very first sin is our ungodly attitude toward God.
因为心中没有神，眼中没有神。
Because in our eyes, in our hearts, we did not have God.
所以他就行出许多不义的人，对人就不义。
Therefore, we would commit so many unrighteous acts because we were being unrighteous.
还有许多罪恶表现出来。
And then so many acts of sin were brought forth.
所以神一开头的时候就要让他们看见必须和神建立到一个正常美好的关系
So in the very beginning of the commandments God says form a good normal relationship with him
而这个关系头一个是什么呢
And what is the first and foremost of all this relationship
头一个就是除我 以外，你不可有别的神。
The very first thing is you shall have no other gods before me.
除我以外，你不可有别的神。
Apart from me, you shall have no god.
因为他们所信靠的这位神乃是独一的真神。
Because the God is trusting is the only God.
从旧约到新约，圣经一再提到我们的神乃是独一的真神。
From the Old Testament to New Testament, the Bible continues to mention this. Our God is the one God alone.
他是独一无二的神。
He is the only one.
所以有许多，虽然有许多被称为神的。
Although there are many gods, are being called so.
都不是神，都不是真神。
There are no living gods. There are no God. They are not gods.
只有耶和华，他是自由拥有的神。
But only the Lord, who is Him, who is.Who he is.
他是独一无二的神。
He is the only one.
所以人只能以他作为我们的神。
So we could only take this only God as our God.
因为他是创造万有的神，也是创造我们的神。
Because he is the creator of all things, and also he is the maker of us.
什么是神呢？
Then what is God?
神乃是说到代表他是一个全能、全知、全有的神。
God simply means he is a God who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
他是那至高者，他是一个主宰万有的者，他是管理万有的神。
He is the master, the controller of all. He's the most highest God.
所以我们这些塑造的人只能以他做我们的神。
So all we as his creatures, we should take him as our God.
我们必须服在他的权下，让他管理我们这个人。
We need to submit ourselves to him, so allow him to rule us all.
并且这位神也是我们敬拜侍奉的对象。
And also this very God is the very object of our service and of our worship.
我们知道今天人最大的罪是什么呢？
We know what is the greatest sin of a man.
人最大的罪就是不以这位独一的真神做我们的神。
The greatest sin of man is that you do not take this living God as your God.
圣经告诉我们说，自从造天地以来。
The Bible teaches that since the creation of the world,
神的永能和神性已经显明出来了。
God's divine power and His Godhead have already been revealed.
神借着万物呢，已经把他神能和永性已经彰显出来，显在人的心中。
Now through all things that God has already revealed His Godhead and divine power in our man's heart.
所以人知道宇宙当中有一位神。
So man knows that among the universe there is one living God.
为什么今天人会去拜许多所谓的神呢？
Why is it today people worship so many so-called gods?
因为他冥冥当中他知道这万物当中有一位神。
Because somehow unconsciously they know in the whole universe there is a God.
但是人却不以为这个真神做他们神。
However, men do not take this true God as their God.
他们虽然知道有神，却不把不把他当作神来荣耀他，来感谢他。
Although they know him, but they do not glorify him, nor do they give thanks to him.
今天人反而把自己当作神。
Today, men turn around and then take themselves as God.
今天人把自己，圣经告诉我们说，人是以肚腹为自己的神。
Today, as the Bible teaches that, our bellies are our gods.
那就是说我们整个人的生活的目的就是为了满足我们自己。
That is the very purpose of our living is to satisfy ourselves.
自己是神，自己来管理我们自己的一切。
We are our gods. We are in control of all our things.
不是让神来管理我们。
We do not allow him to rule us.
不是让神来主宰我们的一生。
We do not allow him to rule over us.
因为不以他为我们的神。
Because we do not take him as our God.
在福音书里面曾经有一个利华师来问主耶稣说。
Now, in the gospel books, there is one lawyer who came to ask Jesus a question.
他说律法上诫命哪一条最大呢？
And he asked Jesus, which one is the greatest law among all commandments?
主耶稣回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神。
The Lord Jesus replied that love your God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your strength and might.
这是第一且最大的。
This is the first and the greatest.
这就是十诫第一条。
And this is the very first one in the Ten Commandments.
这是第一条，也是最大的一个诫命。
This is the first and also the greatest command.
他是我们的神。
He is our God.
我们要尽心、尽意、尽性来爱他。
We should love him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
所以当人若能够守住这个第一条诫命，最大的诫命。
So if man can keep the first and greatest commandment,
第二条到第十条，他就能够守住。
Then commandment two to the number ten can be easily kept.
所以为什么第二条到第十条要坚人守不住呢？
And then why is it that we cannot keep the commandment starting from 2 to 10?
因为他没有先守住第一条。
It's all because we didn't, haven't kept this very first commandment.
因为他没有把神当作神来对待。
We haven't regarded God as God.
他没有让神来管理他一生，做他的神。
And we haven't allowed God to rule, our lives as our God.
所以神第一开始讲到律法的时候，头一条就让他们知道，除我以外你没有别的神。
So at the very beginning, as God gave them all the commandments, God let them know that apart from me, there is no other God.
因为只有他是，才是神。
Only He is God.
你不能有别的选择。
You have no other choices.
你只有选择他做你的神，做我的神。
You could only choose Him as your, as my God.
承认他是神，让他来管理我们一生，管理我们这个人。
Admitting that He is God, allow Him to rule all your life.
但是就对以色列百姓来说呢
But, as far as Israelites were concerned,
他们拣选神做他们神更进一步更深一点
They chose, the Lord as their God, but to them, this went a little bit further in meaning.
神对他们说你们除我以外不可有别的神
Because God told them that you shall have no other God before me.
不仅他们是神所创造的人他们更是神所拯救的人
Because not only were they created by God, but also they were those saved by Him.
所以这个就为什么神要讲律法的时候先说他是你我是你们的神是从把你们从埃及拯救出来那位神
And this is why God laid it out clearly that before He gave the commandments that I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
神是他们的救赎主。
So God was their Redeemer.
神把他们从埃及拯救出来就是要归给神自己。
And God saved them out of Egypt simply, God wanted to have them belong to Him.
神在他们身上有绝对的主权。
So God had this absolute absolute sovereignty over
them. 他们神拣选耶和华做他们神。
So they could only choose the Lord as their God.
耶和华真是他们神，因为神拯救了他们。
And truly the Lord was their God because He redeemed them.
所以保罗也告诉我们说。
So Paul also tells us this.
当我们得救以后，我们不再是自己的人。
After we're saved by grace, we're no longer our own people.
因为我们是重价所买赎回来的。
Because we're bought at a price.
神要在我们身上荣耀他自己。
And God wants to glorify Himself in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，他不仅是我们的救赎。
So brothers and sisters, after we are saved by His grace, not only, the Lord is our, Savior.
他是我们主，他是我们的神。
But He is our Lord, He is our God.
我们看见今天神可好像神可以容许那些不信的人，他们可以自由可以去选择他们所要当做神的那些东西来当做神。
Well, it seems today God gives this freedom to all those non-believers to choose whomever they want to take as their God.
他们不愿拣选这个独一的真神做他们神。
They do not want to choose this true living God as their God.
他们愿意拣选灭亡，不愿意拣选永远的生命。
They would rather choose destruction than this eternal life.
但是好像神也允许他们这样做拣选。
It seems that God gives them this choice.
但是当我们蒙恩得救成为基督以后
，But we after we have been saved by His grace, after we become Christians,
我们就没有这个权利了。
We no longer have any choice.
因为我们已经被拯救救赎回来了。
Because we are redeemed, brought back.
当我还没有信主之前神还容许你要去选择什么神当你的神，好像神都 OK 让你去吧。
Before we believe in the Lord, it seems that the Lord is saying it's okay, whomever you want to choose as your God, go ahead.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们就没有这个权利，我们就失去这个自由拣选的权利。
Now, after we believe, after we're saved by His grace, we've lost this privilege of choosing.
你不信主还好，你信主以后，你一定要选择神做你的神。
So it would be better, it seems to you, that you would not believe in Him. But once you believe in Him, your only choice is to have Him as your God.
那不是说你去拣选那些虚假偶像去拜他， 不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you should choose all those false idols and worship them.
而是说，你今天一生是谁来管你？谁是你的神？
I'm saying, who is your God today? Who will rule over all your life?
你侍奉敬拜对象是什么？
Who is the very object of your service and worship?
你生活目的是只是为了满足你的肚腹吗？
What is the purpose of your living? Simply to satisfy your belly?
你做每件事情都是以自己的利益从出发点吗？
Do you do everything from the perspective of your self-interest?
还是从神的利益来做一个出发点，做一个考虑？
Or you would consider all in terms of God's interest.
用什么道？蒙得救以后，我们必须没有选择，只有选择他做我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved by grace, we now have no choice. Our only choice is to have Him as our God.
承认他是神，他管理我们的一生。
Confessing that He is our God and He will reign all our lives.
但是很可惜，我们今天看见今天许多神儿女，他也去拣选别的做他的神。
But it's quite a shame that today that we see so many children of God, they choose other God as their God.
不是他去拜偶像，去敬拜那些假神。
Or they worship the idols, the false God.
那是因为他一生仍然他自己来做神，来管理他自己，决定他一生的道路。
This is because all their life is still He-centered. He is in charge of all.
但是。感谢神，有些神的儿女他看见原来他是拯救我们的神。
But we thank God that some of God's children do see the fact that He is the God who has saved us.
我没有其他拣选。
So we have no other choice.
我不敢，我也不能拣选别人做我的神。
I wouldn't dare to make other choices.
我只有个拣选，他是我的神。
And I do not want to do so either.
他带领管理我一生的道路。
My only choice is that He is my God and I will allow Him to lead all my life.
有位弟兄大概两年前有一次来找我。
Now there's this brother about 2 years ago who came to see me.
他 公司刚刚卖掉。
His company was recently sold.
那公司也裁了一些人。
And there was quite a lot of layoff there.
他觉得是工作恐怕也不很稳定。
So he felt his job wasn't safe now.
所以他也像一般人一样，就是开始想要找一个工作，换一个工作可能会比较好一点。
So just like everybody else, he was trying to change his job, finding a better one.
后来他找到一个工作。
And he did find a job.
那公司寄了信，就是等他签字，然后寄回去。
So the company sent him this contract, and he was supposed to sign it and mail it back.
他那天晚上来找我。
So on that very night, he came to see me.
他告诉我说他为什么要换工作的原因。
And he told me the reason that he needed to change the job.
他讲了很多原因都是非常正当，一般人找工作都是在这个几个原因里面。
Now he gave me so many rightful reasons, and that those were the reasons for most people who want to change their job.
公司被卖掉了，开始裁员了。我的工作很不稳定。
Well, because the company is being sold and they're laying off people, my job is not safe now.
并且那个公司找到他的时候呢，那个爱情告诉他，这公司找一年半找不到合适的人。
And the company he was going to work for, according to the job hunter, he said that, well, this company has been looking for the right person for over a year.
现在找到他，他们也是非常兴奋。
So the company was very excited also.
也给他非常好的条件。
Found him and they gave him a very good salary. 所以他很
想换工作，不仅是因为他目前工作不稳定，他也觉得父母也有这个需要。
So he really wanted to change his job. Not only was the fact that the job was not safe, what he had now, but also his parents needed him to change job.
他的工作是在外州，他搬到的地方，那父母也很容易搬来和他们一起住。
Because this job was out of state, so if he took this new job, his parents could come over also.
我想这些理由都是非常正当、非常好的，无可厚非的。
Now all these reasons were good. There's nothing to criticize of.
我想今天每一个人一定是和他一样，都是遇到这个工作不稳定的时候，一定是采取这种方式。没有人会说你什么样。
And I believe that if this comes to us, then we would do the same thing. Nobody would say anything.
但是那天那弟兄之所以来找我的时候，他就知道，他就觉得说，是不是该换这个工作
？But the reason that he came to see me, was that he was thinking, should he change his job or not？
虽然他跟我讲了那么多好的理由，正当的理由。
Although he told me all these good reasons, rightful reasons。
那我就跟他讲，换工作，找新的工作， 是从服事聚会这个角度来看。
And I advise him that if you're looking for a new job, you should do it in view of your service. And
我告诉他，你去那个地方，你的聚会情形怎么样，你服事的情形怎么样，我照着我所能了解的，我就告诉他。
And I told him that now if you're going to that place, what your service, what your fellowship will be, and according to my insight in this, I just shared my feeling with him.
后来我们谈了很晚，结束我们就有点祷告。
And we talked until really late, and after the fellowship, we had a prayer.
我说你回去自己祷告吧。
So I told him, why don't you just go home and pray about this?
然后他就回去了。
And then he went home.
好像过了两天，因为他回去以后，我自己在那边祷告寻求，我里面有点感觉，想要跟他讲。
And it's about 2 days later. After that fellowship, I still continue to pray for this very matter, and I did have certain feeling in me. I would like to share this with him.
过两天以后，我打想要打就打电话给他。
So 2 days later, I just called him.
我还没有讲什么话。
And even before I started to say anything.
他说那一天晚上回去以后，他就知道他不应该换工作。
And he said that on that very night after he left me, he knew that he was not supposed to change his job.
两年多过去了。
Now 2 years have now been passed.
弟兄仍然在那边好好工作。
A brother is still working in the same company.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个以神做他为神的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the person who is God-centered.
今天多少神的儿女，他有一个变动的时候，他都是从自己的利益来着想。
Today, so many children of God, whenever there is certain change, they always examine the whole situation from their own viewpoint.
从他自己的方便来着想。
And considering his own interest and convenience.
弟兄姊妹，除你以外。除神之外，我们不可有别的神。
Brothers and sisters, we shall have no other gods before God.
因为他是拯救我们的神。
Because he is our redeemer.
只有他能够管理我们的前途，一生的道路。
Only is he entitled to control all over all our journeys before us.
只有他能够决定我一生往哪里去。
Only he can decide where we should be going.
弟兄姊妹。正如诗篇告诉我们的
Brothers and sisters, just as Psalm teaches us,
今天人就是因为不拣选神做他的神
Today is because man does not choose God as his God
人有许许多多的事物做他的神
Instead, choosing all the things that matters as their God
所以圣经告诉我们说以别神或说以别的因为原文没有那个神字
So the Bible teaches that those who their sorrows would be multiplied
以别的代替耶和华的他们的愁烦必加增
their sorrows would be multiplied those who have replaced God as theirs
神的话何等的真实
so how true God's word is
今天人许多愁烦为什么天天加增呢
why is the people's sorrows multiplied daily
为什么重担压力那么大呢
why is the burden is so stressful
因为以别的代替耶和华
because they have replaced the Lord
因为在耶和华以外有其他的神做他们的神
with other things apart from the Lord there are manythings or people as your God
不是神来管理他们一生来带领他们一生
it's no longer God who is leading you all your life who is reigning in your life
但是当一个蒙恩的儿女以神为他们的神的时候
but a child of God who is saved by God's grace if he's God-centered
他们知道这位神是可靠的神
then he would know that this God is faithful, trustworthy
他们愿意相信他依靠他
he wouldWant to rely on him and to believe him.
他们愿意把他一切重担忧虑的卸给他。
And simply casting all the burdens and upon him.
他们也知道他们所拣选的这位神能够负他们一切的责任。
He knows that the God he has chosen will take the full responsibility of his life.
因为他们以神做他们的神。
Because they take God as their God.
他们在神之外没有其他的拣选。
And apart from God, there is no other choice.
用什么？这是第一条诫，也是最大的诫命。
Now this is the first and the greatest commandment.
用什么？人若是能够 遵守这个诫命。
Brothers and sisters, if we could keep this commandment,
那底下诫命要守就非常容易了。
Then it will be much easier for you to try to keep
this commandment. 因为神负他们一切责任。
Because God would take the full responsibility.
神能够把力量、把恩典赐给他们。
And God would give you the grace, the strength.
因为神是他们的神。
Because God is your God.
神也乐意做他们的神。
And it delights God.
因为有这样一个人，愿把自己更多交通给神。
So, let us all commit ourselves more to Him.
所以神就乐意喜欢来帮助来扶持他。
So it pleases God to come to help to uphold this person.
弟兄姊妹，第一条诫命。
So brothers and sisters, the first commandment.
最大诫命。
The greatest commandment.
神是我们的神。
Is that God is our God.
除耶和华神，除我们主耶稣基督以外，我们没有其他的神。
Apart from our Lord Jesus Christ, we have no other gods.
因为他是拯救我们、救赎我们的主。
He is our Lord, who is our Redeemer, who has saved us.
第二条。
Now the second commandment.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象来敬拜、来侍奉。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image and a likeness of anything that you would worship and serve him.
什么是偶像？
What is an idol?
偶像就是一个虚假虚无的东西，是人造出来的。
That is a false, a worthless thing being made by man.
今天人因着人不以创造万有的神做他的神。
Today man do not take the God of the Creator of all things as their God.
神就让他们思念呢成为虚妄。
So God made their minds futile.
他们那无知的心就昏暗掉了。
And their hearts became darkened.
他们就为自己造出许多偶像来敬拜。
So they made so many idols to worship them.
他们把那不朽坏神呢，变为一个偶像。
They turned the glory of the incorruptible God into an image.
为什么就是以色列百姓来说
，As far as the Israelites were concerned,
他们头一个大罪是什么呢
？The very greatest sin that they committed was
他们不是到了降地以后去拜那些巴利假神做他们的神
was that they it's not that after they enter into the land of Canaan they worship all the Baal all the false gods
他们是造一个形象要代表神自己
but instead they were using an image to replace God himself
这个就是后面在西乃山底下所发生的一个事情
and this is exactly what happened at the foot of Mount Sinai
当摩西上山四十昼夜的时候没有下来他们就着急了
After Moses had gone to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights they began to
他们想说那领我们出埃及那摩西现在到哪里我们不知道了
So they say where is this Moses who has led us out of Egypt we don't know
所以他们就造出了金牛犊来
So they made this golden calf
称他说以色列啊这是领你出埃及的耶和华神
And saying, Israel, this is the God who led you out of Egypt.
用什么？我们看见在那里，他们没有在拜其他假神、虚妄的神。
Brothers and sisters, we know there they did not worship other false gods or idols yet.
他们是造一个看得见的东西代替神自己，来表明神自己。
Simply made something visible to show God and then to worship it.
这个就是为自己雕刻偶像来敬拜。
That is, they carved an image and as an idol they worship.
他们仍然在那里称说耶和华神。
Still there, they called it the Lord God.
但是他们却用这个金牛犊来代表，原来这个就是神的自己。
They used this golden calf.And saying that this represented the God Himself,
就是用一个看得见的物质的，好像比较具体的东西来代表神。
So they are using this visible, concrete, tangible things and replace it, use it as God.
这就是犯了第二条罪。
So they committed, they transgressed the commandment too. That is, they carved an image.
他们把这位至高荣耀神降低到一个和那些塑造的物万物百物一样
They lowered the most glorious high God and to the level of all the creatures
把独一的真神 把这些偶像摆在一起
So they placed the true God only God together with all these idols
这是神无法容许的一件事容忍一件事
And something that God would never tolerate
所以为什么神那么愤怒呢
That is why God was so furious.
是因为他们用一个看得见的要来代表来彰显神自己。
because they were using something visible to express God Himself.
用什么？我们的神是一个灵。
Brothers and sisters, our God is spirit.
人来到神面前，只能用信心，不凭眼见。
When we come before God, we come by faith, not by sight.
但是我们看见今天许多人，他必须用一个具体的东西，看得见的东西，好像这样神比较真实一点。
But so many people today, they have to see something tangible, something concrete.
我们说我们要拜神，到底神在哪里？神是个灵，好像摸不着，测不透。
So we said we want to worship God. Well, if He is a spirit, is it something so intangible, something untouchable?
若是有个东西摆在我们眼前，我们说它是耶和华神，那可能对我们来说可能会更好一点，更实在一点。
But we could, if we could have something tangible, and we say this is the Lord God.We believe that would profit us more.
他们却没有想到这样的事情却大大的得罪神。
Little did Israelites realize that such a thing greatly enraged the Lord.
神没办法容忍，因为神是忌邪的神。
God would never tolerate this because God was a jealous God.
所以神的审判就临到他们身上。
Therefore, God's judgment came upon them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天不要期待用了看得见的，好像不管一个图案是个什么东西，虽然我们不一定说要去敬拜它，但是我们总是觉得好像这个多少少可以表明神某一方面的特性。
Brother and sister, don't you think that today, if there is something solid, say it a picture, whatever, and then you say, this is the Lord God, it will be easier for us to worship that.
有一次有个姊妹她问我一件事情。
At one time, a sister also asked me this question.
她说有人送了一幅画给她。
She said that somebody gave her a picture as a gift.
就是主耶稣和门徒最后晚餐那幅画，我想那幅画是非常有名的。
And that's a very famous picture of the Last Supper, that the Lord Jesus had with his disciples.
我想他之所以来问我，就是说他里面的确还是有点困惑。
The reason that she came to ask me, I believe, is because somehow in her heart she was puzzled.
或是说，的确他里面还有个生命的感觉。
Or to say it this way, she had this feeling of life.
她说该不该把它挂在墙壁上。
So she asked me, should I hang it on the wall?
我很清楚告诉她说最好不要这样，免得得罪神。
So I told her clearly that it's better not to do that to sin against God.
不是说你把那幅画摆在那边，你去拜拜他、敬拜他，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you would hang a picture on the wall and you go to worship it.
我想我们也不会做这样愚昧的事情。
I don't suppose we would do such a foolish thing.
但是人为什么需要画耶稣的像，或说什么雕像呢？
But why do people try to carve an image of Jesus or make out some kind of picture?
总是好像借着那些画像，借着那些雕刻品，好像要表明什么某一方面的特性。
As though they're trying to show the certain aspect of divine nature.Through the certain artifact, some pictures.
也许看见主耶稣慈爱、慈祥那种啊，这温柔一个态度。
Maybe they could sense the loving tenderness, the gracious smile of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个像能够代表我们神自己。
Brothers and sisters, none of the pictures could represent our Lord Himself.
感谢神。当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
We thank God that when Jesus came to the world.
圣经告诉我们，只有唯一的像。
The Bible explicitly teaches that
神的像就是基督。
The only picture image of God is Christ.
只有主耶稣基督才能够完全代表神自己。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ could represent God fully.
只有主耶稣才能够完全彰显神的自己。
Only the Lord Jesus can exemplify God.
他是神的像。
He is the image of God.
感谢神，他在地上把神完全的彰显表明出来。
We thank God that on earth Jesus Christ fully exemplified.
因为他就是神的自己。
Because He is God Himself.
只有神的自己能代表他自己。
Only God Himself can represent Himself.
没有任何事物能代表神自己。
None other things could do so.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Do not carve an image for yourself.
因为我们神是忌邪的神。
Because our God is a jealous God.
第三条诫命。
Commandment 3.
不可妄称耶和华的名。
Do not take the name of the Lord in vain.
用什么感谢神？我们名是一个可爱可亲的名。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God that His name is so loving, so dear.
诗歌告诉我们说，每当我们称呼主名的时候，我们越觉得何等的甘甜。
And the hymn we sing that tells us that whenever we speak of the name of the Lord, we feel so sweet within our hearts.
这实在是个宝贵的名。
Truly, this is a precious name.
是神赐给我们的名。
The very name that God has given us.
我们只有靠他才能够得救的。
Only by Him we could be saved.
他实在是个可亲可爱的名。
This is such a dear, lovely name.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们别忘了。
But brothers and sisters, don't you forget this.
神的名，另外一个他是圣的名。
Another aspect to the Lord's name is that it is holy.
它是神圣的个名。
This is a holy name.
所以为什么主耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候
？That is when the Lord Jesus teaches his disciples to pray.
头一个呢是说愿人尊你的名为圣。
The very first thing he said was that hallowed be thy name.
这是神圣的名。
Because this is a holy name.
这是超乎万名之上的名。
Which is above every name.
人不能够随便滥用这个名。
Man can never abuse this name.
弟兄姊妹，我们看今天社会上特别那些政治人物。
Brothers and sisters, as we see in this society, especially those politicians.
他讲完演讲完以后。
After their speeches.
常常最后一句话是什么呢
？Do you know what is the final conclusion word they would say?
神祝福美国。
God bless America.
弟兄姊妹，好像这一话好像是好的好话。
As though this is such a wonderful, auspicious word.
但是今天人把这一话当作什么呢
？But what do men really think of this saying?
当作一个口头禅。
It's just as a cliche.
他们不知道神的名是神圣的。
They do not know that God's name is holy.
那些说这样话的人，他生活不是神圣的。
Because those who say so, their lives are not holy.
他曾生活也是在许多败坏里面。
Maybe his life is just very corrupt.
但是他却敢用神名说神来祝福你们。
But he would dare to invoke God's name and saying God bless you.
用什么？这就是妄称耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, this is to use God's name in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们使用这个名的时候，我们的确需要。很谨慎，我们需要求神怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, as we invoke this name, we have to be very careful.
我们不要随意说神祝福你。
We should never say this so easily that may God bless you.
好像很轻松，好像很容易。
It's like it's such a thing, just such an easy thing to say.
我们假借神名，你怎么知道神要祝福他呢
？You invoke God's name. How do you know that God wants to bless
him? 但是我们好像是讲得非常容易。
But it's we say it so easily.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须一个里面非常一个神圣的一个态度。
Brothers and sisters, let's have this holy attitude within.
正如我们诗歌里面有一首非常好的诗歌。
Just as in the hymnal, there is a very good hymn.
作诗人在那一首诗歌，耶稣，耶稣，我的性命。
The hymn writer says, "Jesus, Jesus, my life."
因爱的缘故，求你原谅我。
For the love's sake, forgive me.
他为什么说求你原谅我呢
？Why is he said that forgive me？
因为他底下告诉我们说
，Because he continues to tell us，
我将你的圣名日念千遍不住。
Because I say your name over and over again。
这是个爱主的人。
This is one who loves the Lord。
他爱到一个地步。
He loves the Lord to such
a 他日念主的名千遍。
Every day it seems he invokes God's name.
他知道这是个可爱可亲的名。
Because he knows this is such a lovely dear name.
他知道他每当念这个名的时候，他里面充满了欢喜。
And whenever he says the name, he's just filled with joy.
充满了甘甜。
Filled with sweetness.
但他知道。
But he does know.
这是一个神圣的名。
This is a holy name.
当他要称这个名的时候。
When he is calling this name.
他还求主原谅我。
He's asking the Lord to forgive him.
他爱到一个地步。
He loves the Lord to such an extent.
他不得不天天日念千遍主的名。
He has to say the Lord's name thousands of times a day.
但他知道这是一个神圣的名。
At the same time, he knows this is a holy name.
不可轻换的名。
This is the name that you can never
increase upon.
You cannot use it easily.
更不可滥用它。
Nor can you abuse it.
弟兄姊妹，这是不可妄称耶和华。
Do not take our Lord's name in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹实在需要常常回。回到主人面前来思考很多属灵的事情。
So brothers and sisters, let's always come before the Lord to meditate on all these spiritual things.
我们才知道神的心意到底是什么。
So we can know exactly where God's heart lies.
当人在妄称耶和华的名的时候
，When men take God the Lord's name in vain.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是一个在神面前非常敬畏神，一个非常 愿意过一个敬虔生活的一个人呢？
Are we acting like those who before God want to lead a life that we do fear Him?
我们实在需要，我们说，若是我们有这样的心愿，我想我们来称呼主的名的时候，神非常乐意我们来称他的名。
Only when we have this kind of desire, then when we come to call His name, God is pleased that we call on Him.
但是若是我们是这样光景，或是我们根本没有这样的心愿。
But if we do not have this kind of desire, nor do we have, we are in any such holy condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在愿意说，我们更是要谨慎在神面前。
Brothers and sisters, I would rather say you better take heed as you come before
Him. 我们不要轻易使用神的名。
Do not take the Lord's name so easily.
甚至假借主的名要做一些事，假借主的名要做一些事情。
Oh, to the point that you would invoke His name and doing something.
不可妄称耶和华的名。
Do not take His name in vain.
第四条。
Commandment number four.
当纪念安息日，所谓圣日。
Now remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
为什么神要以色列百姓守安息日呢？
Why does the Lord want His people to keep His Sabbath?
因为神是六天造天地。
Because it took God 6 days to create the heavens and earth.
第七日他就安息。
On the seventh day He rested.
所以他也要人六日劳碌做工，第七日安息。
Therefore He wants man to labor in all 6 days, but on the seventh day he should rest.
我们知道守安息日。对以色列百姓来说是一个很大的一个诫命。
Now we know that keeping the Sabbath is a very big commandment for Israelites.
因为不守安息的人是可以用石头打死他的。
Because you could stone the very one who does not keep the Sabbath.
所以神在这里告诉他们说，你们要守安息。
Therefore, the Lord says that keep the Sabbath.
那是什么意思呢？
Then what does it mean?
还不是单单外面六日做工，第七日不做工就休息了。
It's not only that they should labor for 6 days and on the seventh day they should rest.
当然，就当时以色列百姓他们生活的确是这样子。
Now, according to Israelites living in those days, it was exactly so.
但是我们知道那个律法经义呢，到新约就解开了。
But we know the very spirit meaning of the law is being revealed in our New Testament.
因为人乃是从第七日开始，从安息日开始的。
Because man starts from the day of Sabbath.
人乃是在安息，人安息在神所做工的，完成做工的里面。
Because man rests in God's completed work.
因为当人塑造以后呢，神把已经万物都造好了。
Because God had made all things first, and then He created man.
所以人一开始过生活的时候就是享受。
So as man first started his living, it's a life of enjoyment.
所以刚才我们读到《生命记》那里告诉我们说，为什么神要他们守安息？
Now in Deuteronomy we just read, why did God ask them to keep the Sabbath?
因为神是用大能的手把他们从埃及领出来。
Because with the mighty hand God brought them out of Egypt.
所以他们要守安息。
So they needed to keep the Sabbath.
而是让我们看见他们之所以蒙到神的拯救，乃是完全是神所做成的工作。
So they could see that the reason that they were redeemed is totally because of the work of
God. 人不能再做什么。
Man could do nothing else.
我人在那是完全的接受，完全的享受神所做成的一切。
And man only enjoy, accept whatever God has accomplished.
这个就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
福音乃是告诉我们说，我们完全来到神面前。
Gospel tells us that as we come before God.
你接受他在十字架上所完成的救赎工作就够了。
Then the only thing you need to do is to receive the accomplished redemption on the cross.
你不需要做什么事情。
You don't have to do anything.
你不需要说你把你的生活改进好一点，你才来相信耶稣。
You don't have to better your living first in order to believe in Jesus.
你只要用简单信心来相信主耶稣，你在十字架上所完成的这些工作，我完全相信，完全接受。
With a simple faith, saying to the Lord that I believe, I totally accept the all the accomplished work on the cross.
你就可以得到这个救恩。
Then you have the salvation.
你就可以得到永远的生命。
Then you have this eternal life.
这个就是安息日的意义。
And this is the meaning of the Sabbath.
这是关系到他们蒙拯救的故事。
Because this concerns their story of their salvation.
因为没有一个人可以凭着他自己的行为来到神面前被神称义。
Because none can be justified before God according to his own works.
完全是白白的恩典。
Totally free grace.
人不做工就蒙到神的恩典，神就称他们为义。
That is, men do not work, and then God called them righteous.
这个就是恩典。
And this is grace.
不做工能够得到工价，能够得到代价，那就是恩典，白白给你的。
Now, if you receive a wage without work, and this is something freely given to you as a grace.
我想这是头一面。
And I believe this is the very first aspect of this
keeping Sabbath. 出埃及记三十一章告诉我们说，当神讲到守安息日的时候。
And also in chapter 31, as God spoke of this keeping Sabbath,
让他们看见耶和华是使他们成圣的那一位。
God wanted to show them that it is the Lord who sanctified it.
那意思就是说，人要成圣的话，也是要安息的里面。
It tells us that for us to be sanctified, then we need to rest in Him.
当然，蒙得救以后，需要安息，需要完全接受神的白白救恩。
After we're saved by His grace, we need to rest. We need to completely receive His grace.
人在成圣的过程当中，也是需要在安息的里面。
But in the whole process of sanctification, we also need to rest in Him.
那是完全接受神在我们身上的一个工作。
That is totally receive what the work the Lord wants to do in us.
安息讲得更清楚明白一点，就是说里面很平静。
Now to make this rest more clear, it simply means that there is this calmness in you.
里面没有不平不满。
There is no dissatisfaction or feeling of
完全依靠神，完全相信神所做的一切。
Totally believe in the accomplished work of God.
这样的人呢，神就他那有成圣的经历。
Now a person like this, God would allow him to have this experience.
神就让他能够成圣。
And God will sanctify him.
弟兄姊妹，我想这一方面需要更多的学习。
Now, brothers and sisters, I believe that we need to learn more on this aspect.
我们盼望在盼望不仅得救而已，我们盼望我们能够成圣。
We always hope that not only are we saved, but we want to be sanctified.
但是我们知道这个成圣是一个过程。
But we know this sanctification is a process.
但是在这个过程里面，我们是不是愿意接受神在身上的一个制作？
Now, in the whole process of sanctification, are you willing to receive all the work of God in you?
还是我们里面充满了许多不平？
Or are you filled with all this dissatisfaction?
里面没有平安，没有安息。
Without rest, without peace within.
这样子的话，那就犯了安息日。
If you're like this, you transgressed Sabbath.
那就是不相信神有办法在我们身上做成一切的工作。
Because you do not believe that God is able to accomplish His work in you.
人呢，需要靠自己来做一些事情来解决一些问题。
You still have to do something by your own means to solve problems.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
他是那位使我们成圣的神。
He is the God who sanctifies us.
那意思就是说，我们在信心里面接受神所量给我们各种环境。
That is to say, in faith, we would receive whatever the circumstances.
我们在安息里面接受神所安排的。
In rest, we receive all God's arrangement.
我们在安息里面来过我们的属灵生活。
In rest, we live our spiritual life.
我们知道每一件事情引导我们都是神智慧的安排，神允许的。
Everything that happens to us is through the arrangement of God's wisdom that God has allowed.
不管你愿意你不愿意，不管你喜欢你不喜欢。
Whether you like it or not, whether you're willing to take it or not.
若是我们相信神，我们愿意安息下来。
But if we do believe in Him and if we will rest in Him,
神的圣洁就慢慢会主持在我们身上。
Then God's holiness will gradually be formed in us.
神在我们身上就会慢慢的雕刻来改变我们。
And step by step, God will change us. God will mold us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么出埃及记在那里提到安息日的时候和成圣是有关联的。
Brothers and sisters, this is why when God spoke of Sabbath, that was related to our sanctity.
因为我们相信，我们知道，我们以他为我们的神。
Because we believe and we also take Him as our God.
这还是需要回到第一条诫命。
So we always come back to the commandment.
当我们以他做我们的神的时候，
When we take Him as our God,
我们就知道他是主宰一切的神。
We know He's the God who reigns it all.
他是那全智慧的神。
He is the all-wise God.
他知道我的需要，他知道我光景。
He knows my needs. He knows my condition.
他知道我所遭遇的。
He knows what has happened to me.
我只有学习用信心服在他面前。
I just have to learn that by faith I will submit before.
在那里就有安息。
And right there I have rest.
在那里就能够经历到成圣的过程。
That right there I could experience the whole process of sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，所以为什么第一条那么重要呢？
Brothers and sisters, that's why commandment number one is so vital.
为什么是一个最大的诫命呢?
Why is it the greatest commandment?
因为在那里人看见神是那个万有的神。
Because here men see God is the Lord of all.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他是主宰一切的神。
He is the ruler of all.
当我们看见他是主宰一切的神的时候，自然而然我们里面就有安息了。
When we see that he is the ruler of all, of course, you will have rest in you.
在那里就所安息的。
And there we observe the Sabbath.
我们在安息里面，我们就会享受神所创造一切的，所要赐给我们福气。
And in this rest, we will enjoy all the blessings of his creation.
我们在那里就能够享受主耶稣基督在十字架所完成救赎工作的时候，带给我们许多祝福。
And also, right there, we will enjoy all the blessings of God accomplished so the redemptive work on the cross.
当一个人在那里安息的时候，自然而然他里面就有满足。
When a person is in